He may not have been a household name outside the South, but the guy some people are calling the Tupac of Houston was found dead in an L.A. hotel room yesterday. The L.A. County Coroner's Office says it appears that 33-year-old Chad Butler, who was also known as Pimp C, died naturally. Police, though, are still investigating. Pimp C was half of the rap duo UGK, also known as Underground Kings. To those outside of Houston, they first probably heard of Pimp C on Jay-Z's mega hit Big Pimpin'. If I wasn't rapping, baby, I was baby ride Mercedes, coming down and sipping daily. No rep that why they pay me. That track came back in 2000, but Pimp C had to wait to see the fruit of that success. That's because he went to jail on aggravated assault charges in 2002. He stayed behind bars just as Southern rap, which he had kind of helped build, came to dominate the national scene. He was released at the end of 2005, and before his death, things were on an upswing for UGK. After 20 years together, they released their first number one album this summer. With us now is Joey Gura, a musical writer and critic for the Houston Chronicle. Hi, Joey.
Hi.
Tell me a little bit more about this UGK record that came out over the summer. They finally got their number one hit.
Right. Well, the record was it's a two-disc collection, so there's 26 songs on it. It was their first CD in 5 years. And for a lot of people, it was sort of trademark UGK. It had the club bangers. It had, you know, the explicit lyrics, the references to the street and life. But it was also a really sort of well-put-together, well-sequenced album. I mean, it had some really great tracks. It had some thoughtful stuff on it. The single with Outkast is probably one of the best singles of the year. So it was sort of really a step forward for them, not only in terms of commercial viability, but artistic vision as well, I think.
Let's hear a little bit of that track, actually. Not the lesser, trash like the for $40 in the club. Up the game, she gets no love. She be cross country giving all that she got. $1,000 a pop, I'm pulling Bentleys off the lot. I smashed up the gray one, bought me a red. Every time we hit the parking lot, we turn head. So for those folks not from Texas, can you just kind of explain what Pimp C and UGK's importance was to Texas, to the Southern rap scene?
Well, I think for Texas, UGK sort of represented, I think, the face of chopped and screwed music, which was something that was pioneered by DJ Screw, which is where he slowed down the vocals and slowed down the beats to almost a really sluggish pace. A lot of artists still use it in their music. They used it on this past CD. And it was sort of a sound that defined Houston and Texas. People like Paul Wall and Chamillionaire still use it in their music. So it was something that, you know, for these younger artists, was something they were able to use to take them to a national level as well. And UGK really pioneered that.
You actually talked to Pimp C earlier this year, I understand. What was he like in real life? Was he this guy that you would see in the rap videos with all the gold and the ladies and the fur? Or, I mean, what was he like as a real person?
In a lot of ways, he is that larger-than-life character. I think we talked for maybe half an hour about the new CD and about the frustration he had with the label, who had pushed the CD back for several months until it was finally released. He sort of dominates the conversation. He's engaging. He's funny. He tells a lot of jokes. And he sort of would go back and forth between being really high-spirited and in a good mood to just sort of ranting against stuff he didn't like about the music industry, about the label. But he was always sort of forthcoming and honest with his opinions.
I guess we can imagine that we'll be hearing a lot of Pimp C, either things that he recorded that weren't released, dropped into songs, or people just name-checking him on songs. I mean, he's probably gone but not forgotten.
Oh, definitely. I mean, there's a collective here in town of rappers who sort of had a loose gathering last night at a record store that sold a lot of their music. So I think, if anything, it's just going to take that music to an even bigger audience from now on.
Joey Gura, a writer and music critic at the Houston Chronicle. Thanks a lot, Joey.
Thank you.